Broadcasting from high atop the Theater Arts Building on the campus of Humboldt State University. Since 1960, this is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. Donors include Ramon's Bakery and Cafe, featuring freshly roasted coffee, chai tea, pastries and wedding cakes, plus sandwiches, salads, and soup. In three Eureka locations, plus in Wildberries and the McKinleyville Shopping Center. Ramon's has a kiosk in the Arcata McKinleyville Airport featuring food, beer, wine, and table seating. Support for KHSU is also provided by Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs and Cafe Mocha, featuring traditional sauna cabins, private outdoor hot tubs, a European coffee house, and frog ponds in an enchanted forest. They now open at 11 a.m. That's Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs, 5th and J Streets, Arcata. Good evening. It's Gus Mozart. I haven't been swept away by the current yet. Hopefully not tonight. Tonight, I'm celebrating the 40th anniversary of me being on KHSU. I actually started before that in the fall of 77. Took the radio class here at HSU, and learning how to do production and read the transmitters and all that sort of thing. But I finally got my FCC license in beginning of February 1978, so I sort of used that as the demarcation point for all these years that I've been on the air here. And tonight, I'm going to play a bunch of music and sounds that I played during the calendar year of 1978 here on KHSU. A little bit of everything, as usual with these sort of things. Could be a really long show. Back in those days, sometimes I was on for 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. Did an 8-hour shift once with my good friend Peter, who's responsible for me, partially responsible for me, along with Nancy Reist, doing my first show here in November of 1976 when I was just up visiting. But anyway, enough of the talk. Let's play some music. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Can you take me back where I came from? Can you take me back? Can you take me back where I came from? Brahma, can you take me back? Can you take me back? Can you take me where I came from? Can you take me back?
We're doing it. could be lazy if they were so crazy and I wasn't following you. Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Are you sure that it will do? The world in changes, still going through. I've got a lot to learn about you. The world in changes, still going through. You've got a lot to learn. Me, I'll tell the truth, 'cause I can't pretend. Oh, find yourself a real friend, but then you nearly reach the end of all of this running round with you.
You were born to me, Cassidy. tell now. Let the words be yours, I'm done with mine. Let it be well now. Let your life proceed by its own design. Nothing to tell now. Let the words be yours, I'm done with mine.
Something is shallow, ugly, and hollow. Doesn't even allow you to want to know how you might live for the living, give for the giving, moment by moment, one day at a time. It doesn't matter, it's nothing but dreaming.
Jefferson Airplane right there from their album Crown of Creation, came out in 1968. If you feel. Right before that was Fotheringay, a band led by her, but she was one of the lead singers. Sandy Denny, the incomparable British singer, started in Fairport Convention and then made one amazing record with Fotheringay. Nothing More, a song written about Richard Thompson, her former bandmate in Fairport. I have distinct memories of buying that record at the Arcata Record Works. This is where FedEx Kinko's is now in Northtown Arcata. In the fall of 77. And it was English country music. And by that I mean like out in the country. The moors, gray, damp. Still, I think one of the greatest records of all time by anybody. Started that set with Paul McCartney, Beatles from the White Album. Guru Sri Chinmoy, the classic Om chant. Got a lot of airplay by me and others here at KHSU back in those days, 77, 78. Eternal Caravan of Reincarnation, Santana. First album where he started to get spiritual. Amazing record. The LA Express. Jazz fusion group from LA, of course. Joni Mitchell singing wordless vocals on that. Nordic Winds is the name of that piece. We heard Dave Mason and a lot of famous friends from his first solo album, Alone Together, World in Changes. Bob Weir, Ace, his first solo album, backed up entirely by the Grateful Dead. Play that in honor of the lyricist John Barlow, who passed away last week, the age of 70. Cassidy. Beautiful song. David Grisman Quintet, their first album from 1977. We heard EMD. What a band that was. Daryl Anger, Tony Rice, David Grisman, Bill Amatnik, and Todd Phillips. Stephen Stills and his band after he was in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. They were called Manassas, featured Chris Hillman from the Byrds and a bunch of other amazing people. Great band. It's 18 minutes before 11 o'clock. You're in tune to the Music Box. My good friends Fripp and Eno here in the background. Support comes from the Lager Bar in Blue Lake with microbrews, a full bar, sandwiches, an outdoor patio. This Tuesday, February 13th, that's tomorrow night. It's the monthly Irish session starting at 8. Friday, Kindred Spirits perform. And on Saturday, it's Captain Kirk. The Lager is on Facebook and open every day. Mike D put up a thing on the KHSU webpage that has a bunch of me talking from back in that day. We're going to hear Gus in 1978 reading a PSA. Here it is.
Be a special guest of the Cookie Monster at the benefit breakfast for KEET TV, sponsored by the Sisters of Delta Epsilon Pi Sorority. April 9th, from this Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Arcata Community Center, 14 and D Streets. The Cookie Monster will be there, available for pictures every hour on the hour. Donations are $2 for adults, $1 for children, 5 through 12, and under 5 get in for free and get to eat for free. Tickets are available at the Fireplace Bookshop on the Mall, Eureka and Northtown Books, Arcata. For further information, call KEET-TV at 445-0813.
Good evening. Welcome to the Festival Hall for the first of three concerts given by Emile Gilbert to celebrate the 131st anniversary of the birth of Tchaikovsky. Gilbert starts tonight with Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. Oh dear. Gilbert has trodden on his violin. He's put his foot through the bridge and sat on the soundpost. Is he going to attempt to finish the piece? I think he is. He's picked up the sound case and fingerboard of this beautiful 17th century instrument, actually made by Nicola Amati at Cremona, and he's trying to wedge them under his chin. But no, it's no good. And the applause you can hear now is because the leader of the orchestra is going over to Gilbert to lend him his own violin. By no means less instrument than Gilbert's. It is, in fact, a Stradivarius. So this is a very sporting gesture. And now Gilbert prepares once again to play Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. Oh dear, the end's come off. He's caught the peg box in one of the uprights of his music stand, and in trying to get it out with his ear, he's completely snapped off the fingerboard. What a pity. I've certainly never seen this happen before in the festival hall, and the leader of the orchestra's not looking very pleased. In fact, he's punched Gilbert in the face. There's a bit of blood, but Gilbert has managed to snatch another instrument from the second violins, and he's climbing off the way up towards the organ, and he's going to have yet another bash at Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. And he's crushed the soundbox with his chin on the second bar there. This really isn't his day. And now the conductor, Otto Klemperer, is hopping across the stage towards Gilbert and trying to poke at him with a stick. I must say this is amazing. It's the first time in the festival hall that I've seen a violinist of Gilbert's caliber poked with a stick. And one of the oboists has leapt onto Klemperer's back and is pulling his hair out. I must say it's wonderful to see the loyalty which a great soloist like Gilbert can still command amongst his fellow musicians. In fact, several of the cellists have thrown off their clothes and are making a vast human pyramid, standing a full 30 feet above the smoke and flames drifting across from the blazing wind section. And through the smoke I can see, yes, I can see the timpanist, one of Britain's best, has lashed himself and a Japanese friend to the kettle drum and is rolling off the stage towards the pit of ordure that has opened up under the first six rows of the stalls. Whilst throughout this, the rather unpleasant business of prizing Gilbert out from between the organ pipes is being undertaken by men of the Royal Engineers. And Gilbert is half out. He's got an army violin, and he's having another go at the Contessa Padovana, and he's playing beautifully. Oh, but oh dear! One of the Royal Engineers has stuck a crowbar through his chest, and he's dropped the violin. And these very fit young leopards have pounced upon it and are already taking bits of it across to Herr Willy Brandt on the other side of the stage. Well, the police have erected barriers now to keep people away from the rubble, and as fighters swoop down to bomb the last pockets of resistance, we go on to the next part of our programme.
life.